ברוכים הבאים לעוד פודקאסט של שפות שלי. אני אריאל, אני נמצא פה היום עם ג'וש.
Hello, how are you?
היי ג'וש, מה שלומך?
I'm all right.
Great, great. אוקיי, אז היום אנחנו נדבר על נושא מאוד מאוד מעניין, שזה הצלילים כשאנחנו מחברים אותיות שהן לא אותיות ניקוד.
Consonants.
Consonants. איזה צליל זה עושה באנגלית, מה המשמעות? כי החיבורים של אותיות בעצם משנה את הדרך שאנחנו מבטאים את המילה.
Exactly.
Okay, אז תן לנו כמה דוגמאות, בוא נתחיל.
אז, so from alphabetical order, נגיד בסדר של האותיות,
של האותיות,
the first letter that we get to is the letter C, as in cat. So when we put a K at the end of it, it doesn't actually change in sound, we get the K sound, and it is found in words like duck and luck. Ariel, can you give another example?
There is duck, there is luck, there is truck.
Truck, exactly.
Truck, that sounds good. Okay, and what happens, actually the C becomes just a sign, silent C?
Well, the C sound is also a K, remember? So we have S and K. So in this sense, we just know that the sound would be K, because a C by itself is more of an implication. You would need an E at the end of it, but it's still, if you were to spell it with just the C, it would look as though the sound at the end would be a S.
Okay, so next one.
The next letter we have is CH, which makes the CH sound, as in chips. In Hebrew, we have the tzadik with the chupchik. That's exactly the sound, right?
כמו השם לדומן, like the name, Charlie.
Charlie, exactly.
The tzadik and chupchik, ופה זה יהיה CH.
Exactly. Yes. In English, we could think of many things like the Poleg beach, as well as your cheeks from our discussion earlier about sounds with the R.
Okay.
Moving on, we get to the letter D. And when we put a G at the end of it, we get the sound J, right? So words like badge and
Simmel.
Dodge. What does it mean to dodge?
Dodge זה לזוז בין, כאילו ל...
לברוך מהכיוון של משהו.
נכון.
Yeah,
to dodge.
So you're dodging out the way. And then edge, right? Now we get to the letter G, and we have two sounds. So the first sound is G and N, right? So we have the one word that I can think of off the top of the head, which is gnome.
What is gnome? What is a gnome?
I think it's those small things that are outside of houses on Christmas. I don't know.
אז זה כמו הגמדים הקטנים של סנטה שמחוץ לבית בקריסמס. Okay.
Yeah.
אז זה כותבים את G-N, gnome.
Yeah. We get kind of a N sound, but you can kind of hear it. Gnome. So the next sound that we have with G is the G-H sound. So this is a very interesting sound because it has two different options. We have the first, which is no sound at all, like the word even though, right? We have the T-H-O-U-G-H at the end. It's completely soft. However,
or dough.
Dough, exactly.
Which is a batzig.
And then we have the other sound of G-H, which is
ghost, the ghost.
Ghost. Yes, there's that example, but I'm actually thinking of the sound F. Right? So tough. T-O-U-G-H. Right?
אז זה אחד קשה כי בעצם G-H יכול להיות F, כמו tough.
Tough, or though, which also is a word that ends with G-H.
או שקט. Though, כאילו G-H שקט.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, אז זה או F, G-H זה יכול להיות או F, או שקט.
Yeah. The next letter that we have is the letter K. Now, when we put an N after the letter K, what happens is the K becomes silent, shaket. So the word that everyone knows is I know it, right?
And
we also the word know, as in low,
no,
right? So the difference in how we write this is we have the word no, N-O, לא רוצה, I don't want it. And then we have the word I know, which is K-N-O-W, right? So that K at the beginning, as well as the W, tells that it's the other word, right? And then we have also to knock.
Okay, לדפוק.
Yes. All right, so moving on, we get to the letter M. what happens with the letter M is sometimes we have words in which we put the letter B after
M-B,
it.
M-B ביחד.
Yes, but it doesn't make the sound M-B. It actually just makes the sound M. So this is more of a...
Emphasizing the M.
You could say so. You're emphasizing the M, but it's more of a... this is also just rooted in English's long history as a language in development, because at one point the words were pronounced different and there were different spellings for certain things.
The words are like, they wanted to say the word dumb, it would be like dumb, maybe, or dumb.
Dumb, I don't know. But you could also think that the sound, if you were to read it, dumb, sounds really dumb. So it's just something special about that word.
Okay, so
we have other words though, like to climb. In this sense, the B actually works kind of like an E and causes the I to be strong. But we're going to talk about the power of the letter E in a different podcast.
Okay.
All right. So moving on, the next letter that we have is the letter P, like potato. Now, P in Hebrew is the letter P. P, right? Now, P can make two sounds, P and F. I suppose you call it fe, but it's the same same symbol minus a dot. So when we have P and H together, we get the sound f, like an F or fe, right? Or peso feet.
More photo.
Exactly.
וזה PH. אז לפעמים ה-PH זה עושה צליל של f.
Exactly.
באיזה מצבים זה קורה? שאתה יכול, איך תלמיד יכול לדעת אם photo הוא כתוב עם F? או עם PH. מה אתה ממליץ? זה משהו אינטואיטיבי שאתה לומד עם הזמן?
זה אינטואיטיבי, אבל האמת אפשר להסתכל קצת על הצלילים ואיך הם...
מבטאים אותם?
מבטאים, כן, מבטאים ופשוט what is the word? The structure of the word itself. Given, נגיד, how many letters there are, as well as just the overall... suppose syntax, it's more intuitive, I suppose.
כן, זה אינטואיטיבי בסוף, אבל אתה אומר, אולי מהבנייה, ברגע שאתה מתחיל לקרוא, לראות יותר מילים בחומרים, זה כבר בא אינטואיטיבי.
Yeah.
אוקיי, אז מאוד, כי מאוד קשה, לפי הציל, בלבד.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, because I mean, the word like photo, or...
photography.
Yeah. Phono, which is comes from a Latin word, right? So that's a transliteration of a Latin word in which you have f as well. So I would theorize, I don't know, there's definitely an answer for this actually, but I would assume that sound comes, that the sound that comes from ph comes originally from maybe the history of English, the Latin origins maybe.
But it could be like if you give an example, then look my name f more fiscal. Like a fiscal year, and you give an example of...
Profit versus profit, right?
Right. So sometimes, yeah, that's a good one. So the pronunciation, בעצם, עכשיו מבטאים אתם לפרופט זה נביא, profit זה רווח.
Exactly. There's a few, just because the word profit is נביא, so maybe you could even infer that... maybe there is some historical context, that's some religious historical context to the PH sound, maybe simply because the word prophet and how it's spelled in the modern English Bible. The next letter that we have is the letter S. Now, when we put an H after the letter S, we get the sound sh, like the Hebrew letter shin. So there's the sound that everyone knows when they're a kid, when they're being told to be quiet. Shh. That's basically it. It's very simple. Moving on, we get to the letter T. When we put an H after the letter T, we get the sound V. To Israelis, I would explain this as writing the letter Taf and putting a chukchik after it, because that is how Theodore is written, correct?
Okay, Theodore.
And that doesn't do these two letters justice, because we actually have two sounds, right? So we have the soft th, and we have the strong th, right? So
אז יש כמו Theodore
and
the. Okay.
I would like to talk a little bit about the mechanics of the sound, because many Israelis mistake it for the sound of fe sofit or f or ph, right? So what we need to do is put the tongue between the teeth,
בין השיניים, okay, לשים את הלשון בין השיניים,
and push air out. So the, it may sound like the sound of above, but if you're putting your the tongue between your teeth and pushing air through, you're getting the sound the.
The.
So if the. You push a lot of air, you get the strong sound the, as in that, this, and then if you push less air, you get a th, as in three.
Three, okay, three.
All right.
What about though? Though.
Though. Well, that's a word that's that like is this, the that, strong.
Yeah, strong. Okay, yes. And then you would have three, which is, yeah, the most silent, the less the, the less pushing air up.
Yes.
פחות אוויר יוצא.
Th.
Th.
And remember that it's very important that you're not pronouncing it like an F. The tongue goes between the teeth.
Okay, אז הלשון הולך בין השיניים.
There's a lot little pace of it.
נכון, לא לסי פס פס, זה the.
The.
Okay.
The or the. All right, so moving on, we get to our final two. We get to WH, which is...
אחרון להיום.
אחרון להיום, exactly.
Okay.
So we get to to W and H. So basically what happens is the H is silent. Some dialects do kind of pronounce it a little bit, like the word Cool Whip, the brand. A whip is how colloquially... people pronounce the word. So W-H-I-P, it's not spelled whip, but it's just pronounced whip. The most common words that we have are what, which, where,
why,
and why. However, there is
one word. קוראים לזה ה-W-H questions. אנחנו מלמדים דקדוק, אנחנו עושה שיעור על זה בנפרד.
Yeah.
מה זה, איך, מתי שואלים איזה שאלה?
Yeah.
ואיך עובד ה-WH questions. אבל כרגע WH פה זה דרק W בלבד.
Yes. However, there is one exception.
Okay.
The exception being the word who. We spell that W-H-O. This word is a complete misnomer. It's a red herring. There's just no way. There's a historical linguistic explanation for it, going back to how people used to speak.
אז אתה אומר זה יוצא מן הכלל.
Yes, it's completely...
כי פה באמת מבטאים כל עוד ועוד. W-H-O, זה who, who,
who,
who,
who,
who,
yes.
Me.
So there's, and I meant even with looking at the other letters, where the H is and then the O at the end, the sound of the O is not correct, right? So the last sound that we have is W-R. The word right is a word that means lichtov, and it's spelled W-R-I-T-E. So it's just a strange phenomenon. There aren't that many words written this way, except for also the word written.
זה מה שקשור לכתיבה, right ו-written.
Maybe.
Right is lichtov, ו-written זה כתוב. אז אתה אומר, מעבר לשני מילים האלו,
Yeah.
דוגמאות של WR לא נפוץ בכלל. זה משהו מאוד מאוד נדיר בעצם.
Yeah. It's relatively pretty rare.
Can you think of another word with WR? זה קשה, זה קשה.
Wrong.
Wrong, יפה מאוד. Kudos.
Kudos.
כל הכבוד.
מה זה kudos?
Kudos זה כאילו נקודות, bonus. כל הכבוד.
Yeah, what does it come from? Do you know?
It comes from a kudo.
What is a kudo?
I have no idea. I'm no. just saying.
In America, we have a brand of candy bars called kudos.
באמת?
Yeah, the chocolate.
In South Africa, יש חיה שקוראים לה kudu.
Kudus?
Kudu. Kudus. אולי בדרום אפריקה זה kudus. Kudu זה כאילו סוג של טבק או לב. It's called a kudu.
Are they tasty?
Delicious. טעים מאוד. אוקיי, אז תודה שהקשבתם לנו היום.
תודה רבה.
אנחנו נחזור עם ג'וש, המורה מספר אחד בעולם באנגלית, לשיעור נוסף של, הייתי אומר, גם דקדוק, גם דיבור, גם שפה, גם שאלות, גם טיפים לדוברי ישראלים, והכי חשוב איך לבטא את המילים.
Exactly.
אבל the most important is, שכשאתם לומדים, תמיד תלמדו את השפה בכיף, כי באמת זו שפה עולמית ומאוד מאוד כיפית, גם ללמד וגם לדבר.
תודה רבה.
תודה רבה.